Good morning. As the anniversary of Eric Garner's death approaches, a settlement with the family for $5.9 million was announced last night. It's nearly a year after the 43-year-old died in police custody. The family filed a notice of claim in October. It's the first step in filing a lawsuit against the city. They were asking for $75 million. Garner was stopped on July 17th outside a convenience store for selling loose cigarettes. In cell phone videos viewed more than 2.5 million times, Garner tells the officers to leave him alone, and he refuses to be handcuffed. Garner is taken to the ground in what appears to be a chokehold, banned by police policy. The officer claimed it was a legal takedown maneuver known as a seatbelt. Garner, who had asthma, is heard gasping, "I can't breathe," 11 times before he loses consciousness. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. An autopsy concluded he died in part from neck compressions from the chokehold restrained by police. The officer who put Garner in a chokehold, Daniel Pantaleo, was not indicted by then-prosecutor Dan Donovan. Donovan is now a member of Congress. NYPD officer Pantaleo remains on desk duty. And this case, as well as others like the case of Romarley Graham, prompted the governor to appoint New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman as special prosecutor in cases of civilian deaths by police going forward. Mayor de Blasio yesterday said he has faith in the reforms being made to the New York City Police Department.
Look, obviously the anniversary is on my mind. I think it's on the mind of many New Yorkers. And we, mourn the death of Eric Garner. And I think the important thing is to stay focused on the work of reform.
De Blasio said a lot has changed in the last year. He said he remains optimistic. Over the weekend, Hedge Clippers, a group critical of the way money and politics collide, held a protest at the East Hampton home of hedge fund billionaire Dan Loeb. He held a $5,000 a plate fundraiser for Governor Andrew Cuomo. Groups protesting included members of the Strong Economy for All Coalition, New York Communities for Change, the Alliance for Quality Education, Vocal New York, the Long Island Progressive Action Coalition, and Puerto Rican Advocates. This is because hedge funders at the fundraiser in East Hampton play a role in the financial troubles of Puerto Rico. A new report by the Hedge Clippers research arm says hedge funds and billionaire hedge fund managers have swooped into Puerto Rico during a fast-moving economic crisis to prey on the vulnerable island. Several groups of hedge funds and billionaire hedge fund managers have bought up large chunks of Puerto Rican debt at discounts. They've pushed the island to borrow more and are driving towards devastating austerity measures. At the same time, the report says that they are using the island as a tax haven. And the island's government, much like in Greece, is caught between the needs of its electorate and the demands of creditors, powerful lenders seeking payments who will ultimately push for punishing structural reform and austerity. Fortune magazine reported that up to half of Puerto Rican's $73 billion in bonds is held by hedge funds. At a news conference on Monday, Mayor Bill de Blasio said the federal government has to take responsibility for the crisis in Puerto Rico.
I think federal decisions led to this crisis. I think the federal government has an obligation to resolve this crisis. And it clearly has the capacity to resolve this crisis. I'm someone who loves the people of Puerto Rico and the island of Puerto Rico. I've spent a lot of time there, and I think it is absolutely inappropriate for the federal government to look away in Puerto Rico's hour of need.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito.
Nuestro congresista ha sido bien vocal también que el gobierno federal tiene que actuar con respecto a Puerto Rico. Esto de decir que no van a proveer ayuda y que no van a ayudar, en verdad no es aceptable.
I'm heartened by what I've heard from some of the presidential candidates when it comes to Puerto Rico, but this cannot wait. We need this federal government to act. We have unfortunately heard from a White House spokesman saying that Puerto Rico is not to receive a bailout. Puerto Rico is only asking the ability to restructure its debt. Also, when it comes to the hedge funds, and yes, there are meetings happening, the hedge funds, I think, are being extremely irresponsible. They are vultures. They're actively advocating in Congress for Congress not to help Puerto Rico because they are personally benefiting from the misery that they are creating, and that is unacceptable. So those hedge funds also need to be at the table, and they need to be willing to sacrifice. And if they're not willing to sacrifice, we will demand that they do that. And I know that there was some sort of manifestation happening yesterday at a fundraiser that was held in Long Island that sent that message as well, and I hope it's being heard.
Yeah. All right. Some of the biggest Puerto Rican players are Andrew Feldstein of Blue Mountain Capital, Mark Gallagly of Centerbridge Partners, Paul Tudor Jones, a key investor in Stoneline Capital, and John Paulson, the principal investor in the island's biggest bank and in luxury hotels over there. All are also big contributors to Governor Cuomo and backers of New York's growing charter schools. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.